from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the special counsel fails to bring ousted ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol to the interrogation room due to risk of injuring the defiant detainee. Investigators are seeking a pretrial detention warrant for former First Lady Kim Geun-hee. U.S. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariff goes into effect. He now says he will charge some 100% tariffs on semiconductors. And the government agrees to allow trainee doctors who walked off on the job in protest of medical reform plans to return to the hospitals where they originally worked. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Yun Soo-hyung. Special Prosecutor Min Jung-gi's team in charge of probing allegations against former First Lady Kim Geun-hee has failed in its second attempt to bring in former President Yoon Suk-yeol for questioning due to Yoon's strong resistance. The team is also seeking to detain Kim before her trial over violations of the Capital Markets Act, Political Fund Act, and taking part in bribery as the intermediary. Choi Yu-sun reports.
A special counsel team on Thursday called off its second attempt to execute a warrant to arrest jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol for questioning amid concerns about potential injury due to his strong resistance. In a press notice, Special Prosecutor Min Jung-gi's team, probing allegations on former First Lady Kim Geun-hee, said it attempted to execute the warrant using physical force starting around 8:25 a.m. at the Seoul Detention Center where Yoon is being detained over his martial law action. However, the operation was halted at around 9:40 a.m. in the wake of the former president's refusal to cooperate and concern over the possibility of injury. Yoon faces allegations of intervening in nominations for the then-ruling People Power Party ahead of a by-election in 2022. Yoon's attorneys, meanwhile, said they plan to press criminal charges against the special team, claiming that some 10 people tried to remove Yoon by holding onto his limbs and lifting the chair that he was sitting on, at one point causing him to fall to the ground. Meanwhile, the team also filed for pretrial detention of the former First Lady on charges of violating the Capital Markets Act and the Political Fund Act, as well as taking part in bribery as an intermediary, a day after questioning her on alleged stock manipulation, intervention in the PPP's election nominations, and graft involving the Unification Church. Investigators are seeking a warrant out of concern over evidence destruction, as Kim has denied most of the charges against her. A court hearing to review the request is set for Tuesday. Choi Yu-sun, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new reciprocal tariffs on dozens of trading partners around the world officially took effect just after 1 p.m. Thursday, Korea Standard Time. As a result, higher tariffs ranging from a minimum of 10% to a maximum of 41% were applied to 68 countries and the European Union. Duties on South Korea, which sends a large share of its products to the U.S., rose to 15% and will inevitably have a negative impact on the Asian economy's export competitiveness and corporate profitability in the American market. There are also concerns that manufacturing and job growth could stall in countries hit by Trump's aggressive trade policy as major companies scramble to invest in the U.S. to avoid tariffs. With his reciprocal tariffs in effect, Donald Trump says his government will impose an item-specific tariff of about 100% on chips and semiconductors. As Trump calls for commitments to manufacture chips in his country in return for tariff exemptions, South Korean chip makers are already working on relocating some of their production to the U.S. The American president warns that there will be consequences if they fail to deliver. Arosine Park has more.
We're going to be putting a very large tariff on chips and semiconductors.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's charging a 100% tariff on semiconductors imported to his country.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms
Trump
of
floated the plan in the Oval Office on Wednesday as he stood next to Apple CEO Tim Cook, who announced another $100 billion investment in the U.S.
If for some reason you say you're building and you don't build, then we go back and we add it up, it accumulates, and we charge you at a later date, you have to pay. And that's a guarantee. So
with the American president seeking foreign investment and the revival of U.S. manufacturing, Samsung Electronics has invested $37 billion in a new chip fabrication plant in Texas. SK Hynix has announced plans to spend some $4 billion for an advanced chip packaging plant and research and development facility in Indiana. Appearing on a local radio program Thursday, Seoul's Trade Minister Yohan Gu said the two South Korean chipmakers will not be subject to the 100% rate under the latest trade deal with the U.S. Semiconductors are second only to automobiles among the country's top export items to the United States. Last year, South Korea shipped about $10.6 billion worth of semiconductor products to the U.S. Amid concerns that tariffs on chips will raise production costs for electronics, cars, and home appliances, Trump told CNBC that he plans to announce sector-specific tariffs within the next week or so. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The government has agreed to allow trainee doctors who previously walked off the job in protest of medical reform plans to return to the hospitals where they originally worked, even if it results in excess training capacity. The decision was made during a third round of talks on Thursday between officials from the Ministry of Health and Welfare and representatives from the major medical groups. In early 2024, more than 10,000 trainee doctors walked off the job en masse in protest of the Yoon Suk-yeol administration's plan to significantly increase medical school admissions, citing concerns over training quality and strained hospital resources. Hospitals will have the discretion to rehire former trainee doctors in the same department and training year with any overcapacity formally approved by the health minister. For those awaiting military service, enlistment will be postponed until training is complete, while the issue of reinstating trainee doctors who are already serving in the military is set to be reviewed later. South Korea and Thailand have denied claims by the Cambodian government that the Thai military devised a plan to use Korean-made guided bombs to assassinate the president of Cambodia's Senate and de facto leader Hun Sen and his son Hun Manet, the country's current prime minister. According to state-run broadcaster Thai PBS on Thursday, Thai Foreign Minister Marit Sangi Yampung said during a news briefing the previous day that the country has never had such a plan and that such claims are part of Cambodia's false propaganda and information warfare. Earlier, authorities in Cambodia disclosed what it claimed was a foreign intelligence report containing a Thai military plan to use AT-6TH light attack aircraft equipped with South Korean GPS-guided bombs, or KGGBs, to assassinate the two Cambodian officials. While there was no information on which country's intelligence agency drew up the report, it further claimed that Thailand secured 8 AT-6TH aircraft with 200 KGGBs on July 29th, and that four other vessels of the same aircraft were either repaired or rearmed in South Korea. On Wednesday, the South Korean embassy in Phnom Penh posted on its website a denial of the claims regarding the AT-6TH aircraft and guided bombs. South Korea and the United States will conduct a major joint exercise this month to strengthen their combined readiness posture. In a joint press briefing on Thursday at the Defense Ministry in Seoul, the allies announced that the Ulji Freedom Shield exercise will be held from August 18th to 28th. During the annual exercise, the allies will carry out a simulation-based command post exercise as well as field training exercises. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Yoon So-hyang.